Sing, O barren, you who have not borne. Break forth into singing and cry aloud, you who have not labored with child. For more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married woman, says the Lord. Enlarge the place of your tent and let them stretch out the cuttings of your dwellings. Do not spare lengthening the cords and strengthening your stakes, for you shall expand to the right and to the left, and your descendants shall inherit the nations and make the desolate places inhabited. And the Lord says, for I am going to do something in your days that you would not believe, even if you were told. What a word, God.
Yeah.
What a word, God. We look upon these days and we are utterly amazed at what you are already doing. We thank you for you have called this decade an exponential decade. We thank you, Almighty God, because you are not taking linear motions with us. You are taking geometric motions with us.
Yeah.
We thank you for the power of the exponential. We thank you, Almighty God, because you are taking what has been and putting what is yours upon it and causing it to multiply. We thank you, Almighty God, for you are the one who takes our little and causes it to become much. Blessed be God, the God of increase.
Yeah.
Thank you for this decade where increase becomes more and more rapid. We thank you for explosive, sudden, dramatic, escalating, accelerated increase. We thank you for multiplying us in the midst of the earth. We thank you for quickly doing your work, cutting it short in righteousness. We thank you for achieving in a year what was not formally accomplished in a decade. Thank you. Our eyes are open, our ears are open, and our hearts desire to discern you. Thank you, Almighty God, for causing the effect of the years to accumulate the efforts and the growth we have experienced and to lead us into monumental results. We welcome extraordinary opportunities. We welcome extraordinary wealth. We welcome extraordinary solutions to the challenges of the continent and within our nations. We thank you for rapid multiplication, O God. Father, thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
We just see it all around us. We sense it within our spirits. And we're awaking to it. Yes.
No limits. No boundaries. I seek all around.
Thank you, God. Yes.
No limits. No limits. No boundaries, no boundaries.
I see it
all around,
all around.
No limits,
no limits,
no boundaries,
no boundaries.
I see it all around,
all around.
Africa,
no limits,
no limits,
no boundaries.
We see increase, God.
Yeah.
We see increase, God.
Yeah.
We see increase, God. Everywhere we turn, we see increase, God. Today, in the name of Jesus, I banish and I renounce small-mindedness.
Yeah.
I renounce small thinking, small expectation, and a small life. I refuse to be caught in the web of past pains or regrets or questions that have gone unanswered. I refuse to play small, but I step into an exponential vision. I receive from the Lord a vision worth living for, a vision worth building for, a vision worth riding on. Thank you, Almighty God, for alerting me to a vision out of the heavenlies. Thank you, O God, for causing the womb of my spirit to become implanted with a divine idea. Thank you for the answers that you have put within me for my generation, the answers you have put within me for my nation, the answers you have put within me for my society. I thank you for sending me to my mountain of influence and causing my voice to be heard. I thank you for producing answers through me to solve pressing problems in my communities. I bless you, Almighty God, for a vision from God, a blueprint from God, an answer from the mouth of the Lord. I thank you for opening up the lens of my spirit that I might see what you are seeing concerning the earth. I see increase all around, a place I've never been, an experience I've never had, a journey I've never taken, a platform I've never been on, a statement I've never made, a solution I've never offered, a people I've never reached, an abundance I've never known, a worship I've never given. Ready, O God, for what you are ready for in this exponential decade. No repetitive cycles, O God, but a festival of the supernatural. Testimonies upon testimonies upon testimonies, for this is the path of the just, and it shines brighter and brighter and brighter unto the perfect day. Thank you. You are layering on the victories of the past to accomplish what eyes have not seen and ears have not heard, but that which has entered into our heart. I declare that it has entered into my heart. Those things that eyes have not seen and ears have not heard, things that have not, men have not interacted with in the realm of living, those things have now entered into my heart. Trends that will emerge in industries in the course of this decade, answers that will be born out of my sector in the course of this decade, solutions that will be created in the earth this decade, advancements on the project called humanity this decade, let them begin to enter into my heart. Let the pulsations of my heart align to the pursuits of the Spirit. They enter into my heart, purify my heart so that I can see you, so that I can hear you, so that I can be one with you. Do a work of righteousness within me. Cause my heart to be holy and acceptable to you. Help me to embody a powerful vision this decade. Let my waking up and my going to bed continue to accumulate for heaven an investment that has been reaped. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I receive a dream worth fighting for. A vision that is bigger than me, bigger than my family. A vision that is bigger than my community, bigger than my state. A vision that can impact on the globe. A vision that can outlive me. Call me to partner with you, O God. And something that is beyond my generation. Put me somewhere on the timeline of prophetic history. Offer me the privilege and the opportunity to be hand in hand with you on a project that means a lot to you. Let me be an earthly vessel with legitimate access on the earth to accomplish for you a motion and a movement that matters in the realm of the Spirit. condition my appetite, regulate my desires, and bring me to the level of consecration that matches the demand of that vision. I want to live for more than myself, oh God. I don't want to be consumed in the lust for money or material things. I've decided to live my life for you. Help me to make the best of that decision, Jesus. Help me to make the best of that decision, Jesus. Put a burden in my heart and break my heart for what breaks yours. Show me where you are headed. Teach me what you are doing. Uncover to me where you are going, what you are doing. Carry me along. I commit to be an employee of the kingdom, sold out to your purpose. It's the decade for vision. In the name of Jesus, I will live every single day of this decade super clear, distinctly clear on what I should be doing. I have the intelligence of the Most High. I'm baptized in the accuracy of the Godhead. Teach me. I'm the sheep of your pasture. When I hear your voice, I know that it's you. Thank you for a no error decade. Thank you for a no error decade. Absolutely led, absolutely instructed, absolutely inspired, absolutely moved by God, absolutely motivated by the Spirit, absolutely propelled by eternal life, on point, in step, in time, in order, in shape with you. A decade of vision. When I see you moving, I move. When I see you stopping, I stop. I want nothing more in my life but to be in step with you, God.